Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bola Lawal. Today is Monday, September 11th, and the topic of our devotional this morning is Learn to Talk to the Holy Spirit. Our text taken from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. Pastor Chris says, many of us are familiar with praying to God the Father and talking to the Lord Jesus Christ all the time. It's also essential for us to recognize the Holy Spirit who dwells in us and commune with Him often and about everything. Talk to Him every day. I talk to the Holy Spirit more than I talk to any human person. Practice it. In the same way you've been talking to the Father and the Lord Jesus, consciously talk to the Holy Spirit. Address Him with recognition and reverence. Remember, He is the conveyor of the presence and blessings of God. He is the one who manifests God's presence and His power wherever God wants it. Think about the fact that this awesome infinite personality of the Godhead lives in you and wants to communicate with you always. Interestingly, although His name is not Holy Spirit, He understands that you are referring to Him or addressing Him, because that's how the scripture refers to Him. It's also amazing to realize that every time you talk to the Lord Jesus or pray to the Father, it's the Holy Spirit who acts in response. So while He responds to the name of Jesus and fulfills the petitions you make of the Father, recognize and commune with Him as the doer of the work. Notice again what 2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 14 says. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. Who do you have communion with? The Holy Spirit. While our legal fellowship is established through the Lord Jesus Christ, we are called to cultivate a vital relationship with the Holy Spirit. Talk to Him often. If you've been doing it, keep at it and encourage yourself in it. You'll be amazed at how transcendent, impactful, and excellent your life will be through His guidance. You find your life propelled from glory to glory. Hallelujah! Please take this prayer with me. Dear Holy Spirit, thank you for dwelling in me and for the privilege of such a great union and fellowship with you. Thank you for the transformation and glory that you bring to my life every day. As I yield myself to you for guidance and direction, I triumph gloriously always in Jesus' name. Amen. For further study, please read 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 17, John chapter 14 verse 16 from the Amplified Classic, and Romans chapter 8 verse 14. There's a portion here I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, talk to Him often. If you've been doing it, keep at it and encourage yourself in it. You'll be amazed at how transcendent, impactful, and excellent your life will be. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolarich.online. I'd like to have a copy of this beautiful devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here is PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.